but
amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I know that was a blood.
This evening in thy presence, Lord, we thank you for the songs we've been singing, the songs of Zion. We thank you, Lord, for thy mercy and thy grace this evening. And oh God, we pray indeed, Lord, we know that you're already here. Well, you promised that we're two or three are gathered in your name. There you're in the midst. And Lord, we pray, God, that you'll come this evening and quicken thy word to our hearts this evening. And oh Lord, encourage thy people this evening. And uplift those that are cast down, Lord, and strengthen those that are weak, Lord, and heal those that need healing this evening, Father, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, we'll be careful to give you the glory. And now, Lord, in your name, and in your name alone, we take authority over every work of the enemy this evening.
Yes.
And we bind his powers and his works in the name, not in our own name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. And oh God, we lift up thy word this evening.
Oh, thank you.
We present thy word before thee, the author of life, the giver of life. We present it before thee this evening, Lord.
Yes.
And we pray, God, that that quickening, that spirit, that Holy Spirit that raised you from the dead,
will
quicken thy word in our hearts this evening and move in our midst. And Father, we'll be careful to give thee the glory, the honor and praise. Oh, we ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Let me just turn in your Bible to Acts chapter 2. Praise the Lord. And I just want to read a verse out of here this evening. Praise the Lord. Amen. Acts chapter 2 Well, maybe just read a couple of verses here. We'll read verse 38 and verse 39. Praise God. Amen. Now, it's a great scripture. It's a good scripture. And we know that God, the Lord, is blessing to his word this evening. And he's able to do exceedingly above all that we can even ask or even think this evening. And that's wonderful. And realize that God is in control. of the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. The same God became flesh. He come down and dwelt amongst us to be our Saviour. Now we know that Peter here is speaking on the day of Pentecost. And we know that this is part of Peter's sermon, but I just want to use a couple of verses this evening, or a verse from it this evening. And in chapter 2 of Acts, chapter 2 and verse 38, it says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be ye baptized every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And we know that God will bless his word this evening. You may be seated. Maybe want to look at this just a wee bit of a different way. We know that he's speaking here of the promise of salvation and the promise of God's mercy. And we know here that he's speaking to the Jews here, and till a multitude of people. And we know the different things at Jerusalem at that time. There's men out of every nation there. And we know that God is speaking. But I want to take this verse this evening, verse 39. And I want to just, not to take it out of its context, but just to look at it a wee bit different. We're not changing it now. You can't change God's word. If you change God's word, it's a sin. And if you add to it, he says he'll add unto you the plagues that are written in the book. And if you take away from it, he's going to take away your name out of the book of life. But we know, I was sitting, and the Spirit of God seemed to speak this to me. And he spoke to me and he said, "The promise is unto you, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord shall call." This is what the promise, he said, "The promise is unto you and to your children's children." And you know, I thought about it. And I was just thinking about it, And I was thinking, look, you know, sometimes you know the enemy. Now this evening, you could have participated in some sort of a sport where you had a great physical effort. And you know, or maybe you had to do some sort of a game or something where there's a great physical effort required. But you know, I want to say something this evening. You know, the enemy of our soul, he's the greatest sportsman there is. You couldn't beat him. Not only that, you're not stronger than him. And if you could appear this evening here, if he could appear here this evening to have a physical combat with him, you have no mission. You have no chance. But you know, the Bible said that, now listen, they overcame him by the word of their testimony on the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you want to take him on this evening, don't never take him on his grounds. Always take him on with the word.
Amen.
Always counteract him by God's word.
Right.
Always use the word of God against them. Now you might think this is a wee bit strange, but I want you to listen carefully. Now Jesus, when he was here on earth, and before he was crucified, and how when his ministry began, how that he went out into the desert, or out into the wilderness place, and he fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. And it said that afterwards he hungered. And Satan come to him. And Satan, in the spiritual world, or that realm, took him up to the pinnacle of the temple. And Satan said to him, "Cast thyself down." And you know, Satan didn't just say, cast thyself down. He actually quoted the word to him. But he didn't really quote the word as the word was in a sense. He used the word for his own purpose. And Satan sometimes might come and try to use a word for his own purpose. But you have to be just be careful and just don't plunge into anything or just don't jump out. Always rest. Always take your time and lean on the Word. And Jesus, he said to Jesus, it is written that God will give the angels charge over thee, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And he says, cast yourself down from the temple and see if the angels will bear you up. And Jesus could have done that if he had wanted to. Not only could he have done that, he could have cast Satan down too from it if he had wanted to. But he didn't do that. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God when he was hungry. And where he was sinful, him cast him down. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And you know, this evening hour, you're victorious. Because for Jesus done at the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And this evening, John writing, he said that this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world. You know, I heard a man not so long ago, and he said, you know, in a sense, he was speaking about faith. And I don't know what idea he had about it, but he sort of, I think he mixed it up a bit. But he was saying that it wasn't really everybody has a measure of faith, it's righteousness. But now, you know, whenever the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment, Jesus didn't say to her, you're righteous. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole.
Amen.
That's what he said to her. And when the centurion came down to Jesus, Jesus didn't say, go your way, you're righteous. Jesus said to that centurion, I have not found even so great a faith, no, not in Israel. He says, go there you are. God healed his servant because of his faith. But you say, we heard it this morning, how do you get faith? You get by faith by hearing the word of God. And by dwelling on God's word. And if you want you're to be a strong Christian, you must study God's word. And if you want to be an overcoming Christian, you must delight yourself in God's word.
Amen.
Now you mightn't want to go through maybe the whole, you don't maybe have to, it's a good thing to take it on to you to read the Bible. But you know, you can take verses from the Bible and you can meditate in God's word, and you take a verse and that verse can give you victory. And if you stay with that verse, God will honour his word. The promises of God, we read that the promises of God are yea and amen. So the promises of God, God's word is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
It can't return void. What God said has to happen. And if you take this word of God, no matter what you see with your eyes, no matter what you feel with your being, but if you stay with this word of God, then God is obligated to this word to perform what it says in this word.
Amen.
I'm not obligated in here tonight to do anything, but God is obligated to his word. And as I submit myself to him tonight, I hope that the Spirit of God will bring to you a truth that you can receive of him, and it can be pliable, something that you'll be able to handle with your hands. You know, sometimes the enemy will take a bit of a go at you. And you know, it's quite possible, you know, sometimes you think, well, the enemy will do this. No, he mightn't. He mightn't do it the way you're thinking. But he may do it in a way which is a clever way. And you know, Satan, he has all the plies. He has all the lies. And that's what they are, lying vanities. And he has all those things. But you know, the Bible says in the Psalms, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all.
Amen.
It also says in the Psalms that the poor man cried, and God heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. It also says in the psalm that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Now I'm going to make a statement. Now the angels of the Lord are camped round about us tonight. Well, you mightn't see anything, you mightn't feel anything. But God said that that angel that the Lord, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him to deliver them. And God, this is God's promise. The promise is unto you, to your children, to as many as are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So you look at God's promises tonight. God has promised to honor his word. God says his word won't return void, but it'll accomplish in the thing and prosper where he has sent it. Not only that there, God watches over his word to perform his word. So tonight the promise of God, the promise that God has given to you, and the promise he's given to me, God's going to watch over that promise. And you know, we heard this morning how many people say, oh, you'll have this, you'll have that, you'll have something else. Well, you know something, if you listen to some people, you know what you do? You go in and lie down and die. But you know, Jesus didn't come for us to die.
Amen.
He said, I'm come that you might have life and joy.
Amen.
He says, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Abundant life's in Christ.
Amen.
Real life's in Christ.
Amen.
Because the Bible says he had half the Son half life and he had half not the Son doesn't have life. He's only existing. But you know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful what God has done in this last day and in this last age. And God has done it for a reason. So that we can look back and we can tell our children what God has done. And you know, God said, talk of these things when you sit down, talk about them. I want to give you an hour promise to God. You know what God said? God said then, they that feared my name, they stayed off and one to an hour. And the Lord heard, and a book of remembrance was written before him.
Amen.
You know what he said? He said, they shall be mine in the day that I make up my jewels. You're some of his jewels tonight. But you may say, I don't feel like that. I don't care how you feel. Sometimes I don't feel like it. But I'm going to tell you one thing tonight. You stay with God's word no matter what.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something now. The devil wants to discourage you.
Amen.
He wants to bring all up against you that he can bring up against you. He will tell you you're not worthy. I'm not worthy. I know I'm not worthy. But I know that he took my sins and he took my iniquities at that place called Calvary. And Peter Wrighton said that he took our sins, that he became sin. He who knew no sin became sin, that we might be free of sin. It says, by whose stripes ye were healed.
Amen.
Done.
Amen.
But you see, the enemy, he wants to pull you down. Oh, the enemy city. Oh, well, look at your family. Look at this, look at that. That's all right. He might say those things to you. But I'm going to say something to you tonight, you know. Whenever the king, what was it, Balak, or what do we call him? And he heard Balaam for to curse Israel. He heard him to curse Israel. And you know, he heard him to curse Israel. And Balaam, he knew what to do. He knew how to approach God. He knew how to approach God. And so he approached with the sacrifices and so forth. But you know how it was that God spoke to Balaam. But Balaam couldn't curse Israel. He couldn't curse them because they were blessed of God. And all he could do was speak good to them. And all he could do was prophesy good to them.
Amen.
Which he did do. And he prophesied the coming of the Lord.
Yes,
but you know, tonight there's plenty of Balaams knocking about. And there's not only plenty of Balaams, there's plenty of Hamans knocking about. And they'd stick the gallows up for you right quick and say you're not worthy. But let me say to you tonight, Jesus Christ died for every person sitting in this place tonight. Jesus Christ gave his life for us that we might have life. He was striped that we might have healing. And those things belong to us. They're the things belong. And these are the gifts that he divided amongst men. They're ours tonight.
Amen.
Because the price is paid
Amen.
For them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I think Tommy said about Abraham and Sarah this morning. But you know, Abraham went out of the where he lived in the Chaldees, because God called him out. And God called Abraham out, and when he called him out, he called him out. And what God wanted to bless Abraham, what he was going to do to Abraham in the natural world and by the natural life, it was impossible. But God made it possible.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says over in Hebrews about him? It says he staggered not. He didn't stagger. He stayed with God's word. He stuck with the word of God, and God brought it to pass. And you know, whenever he took up a son, he had the son, and his son came. When his son came, God told him to pick him up and sacrifice him. And you know, it was some job, wasn't it, really? And he had some, you know. And you know, whenever he took a son up, God provided the sacrifice. And God provided the ram. And you know, God provided a ram for us. And that was Christ the Lord.
Amen.
You know, it's wonderful too. I think I sometimes, I was reading a while back, where Brother Branham was talking about the seals and about the church ages. And you know, he said a wonderful statement. I thought it was a great statement. And you know, it said that whenever the books was open, there was no one worthy to loose the seals and to look in them. And they say John wept. And the voice that talked, or the angel that talked to them, said, "Weep not. Well, there's one half that will prevail." And you know, John had said he expected to see a lamb. But he saw a lamb.
Amen.
That was slain. He says, "The lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seals thereof, and to look therein." There's one who has went before us. There's one who has went through death. There's one who has come out of death. There's one who's raised from the dead. And his life is in the church tonight. His life is in the bride of Jesus Christ tonight. And that life is eternal life. He's the life giver. And this is why Peter said, "The promise is unto you and unto your children." The promise, what has he promised? He's promised to look after you. He's promised to heal you. He's promised to supply all your needs. He's promised not only to supply all your needs, but he's promised for to keep you. He's promised you health. He's promised you strength. He's promised you long life if you're obedient to what he says. And the greatest thing he has promised is eternal life. Life, eternal life. There's life in Christ tonight.
Amen.
It says he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son, he doesn't have life. And you know, I've never said that. But I want to say this tonight. He's promised to have fellowship with us. Yes, he has. "For two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." He's promised to come in our midst. He's promised that we'll see his works.
Amen.
For he said, "Because I go to the Father," he said, "I'll send the Comforter. And when he's come, he'll lead you into all truth." And he's promised that tonight, and he's promised that "where two or three are gathered in my name, he's there." And he's promised that we'll see him. We mightn't see him physically, but we'll see him doing the things that he done when he was here and there. He still does the same things tonight.
Amen.
He's promised to open the eyes of the blind. The psalmist said, "I'll live and not die." That's what he said. He said, "I'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord." That's what the psalmist said. The psalmist said that he'll uphold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. He'll keep them. The Bible says he's promised to keep you in perfect peace. He says he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set upon the Lord. Not only has he promised that, he has promised that when you're weary and tired, that if you wait on him and draw aside, he'll renew your youth.
Amen.
I'm glad for that tonight. I'm glad that his promises are yea and amen. Now these promises is not just to you, but they're to your children. And they're to their children's children. And they're to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Ah, you may say, oh, you done this, you done that, but God didn't hear you. That's a lie to start with. That's a definitely a lie to start with. You know, you took Daniel. And Daniel could have maybe thought that God didn't hear him. But you know, when Daniel humbled himself and fasted and prayed, that God has surely heard him, the angel, when he brought the message to him, it was 21 days before he came to him, and he said, you were heard from the very first day.
Amen.
God heard your cry.
Amen.
The Bible has promised that when the poor man cries, God will hear him. You know that wee psalm, it's a good psalm. I hear the children talking about it, or different ones. God's telephone number. 5015. Someone said one time, some wee girl rung it up. She rung up 5015. And they said, what did they say? She said, it's engaged. That's what she said. But that is Psalm 50 and 15. He has promised that if you call unto him, he'll answer you.
Amen.
Not only has he promised that he'll answer you, but he has promised in Jeremiah that he'll show us great and mighty things. He said, call unto me and I'll show you great and mighty things. You know, I'm going to tell you something tonight. It's your shepherd.
Amen.
David said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Right.
He's promised. He's a door to the sheepfold. And we may go in and out and find life and rest for our souls. That's God's promise tonight. That's God's promise to you tonight. You know, I'm going to take God's promise tonight. You take God's promise. You say, I'm going to rest on God's promise. God has promised to look after me. He's promised to provide for you. You know, when he brought Abraham out, Abraham only had his wife and whatever family was with him. But you know, God spoke to Abraham. And he told him not only would Sarah, not only would they have a son from his own vows, but he said that your seed shall become. He says, you look up at the stars, can you number them? Abraham put in number them. He said, your seed will be like the seas, like the stars, and the sand by the seashore, like the pickles of sand. Your seed. So God
Amen.
Promised Abraham. And Christ come out of Abraham's line.
That's right.
And you know, when Abraham met Melchizedek, when he met him coming back from the slaughter of the kings, it said that God blessed Abraham. And he had communion with Abraham. And he brought forth bread and wine. And it says that God blessed Levi. For he was yet in the loins of his father Abraham. Now it's not showing you something back. That's showing you right back to where Peter says here, this promise is unto you, unto your children's children, to all that are far, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Do you realize Levi didn't come till after, what was it, Moses and Aaron? Then Levi come. Look at the promise of God. It said he was yet in the loins of his father Abraham. God's true seed is blessed tonight.
Amen.
God watches this tonight. God knows these things tonight. And you know, it says to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God called you. You never would have come if he hadn't have called you. You know, maybe in different ways he worked on different ones. But you know, whenever I left school, I'm not very smart yet, but that's besides the point. I mightn't be too smart, but I want to say this tonight. I'm wise enough to know that if you honour God, God will honour you. I'm wise enough to know if you put God first in your life, God will look after you, no matter what the devil might try to do. You remember that the Bible says the promise of God, he said, greater is he that is in you than he
Amen.
That's in the world.
Amen.
You remember that. And you know, whenever God made a great nation out of Abraham, and we're all that were blessed, how that he blessed them, and how that they became a mighty nation. And how you know that God dealt with them. And how they went down into Egypt for a time. And Pharaoh treated them badly. And how that they made them bondmen and slave men. But we know that God remembered his covenant with Abraham. God remembered his covenant with Abraham. Because Abraham's obedience was counted as righteousness. And Abraham did not receive the blessing by a law. He received it through grace. That's how he received it.
Amen.
And we have not received anything this evening by any works that we've done. But we've received it by the grace of God. Through faith by grace he is saved, not of yourselves. This is the gift of God. And I can remember turning over in my Bible, and I wasn't a great reader, and I could remember turning over to Romans 10 and reading in Romans 10. I was in a great dilemma what I would do. No rest, day and night. Turmoil all the time, like a war going on in my head. It was. I don't know how you would explain it, but it was no rest day or night. And I would say if I had a winning adapter and really explained to the doctor how I felt, he would have, you know what he would have said? He'd have said, well, you need a psychiatrist, you'd need to be in hospital for a while. Oh, I'm not joking, I believe it. Because I had no rest day or night. And this would come on me, and I'd take a notion, I'd read my Bible, and I'd open my Bible, or I'd open that Romans 10, and that would be every time I opened my Bible. I didn't have a marker, I just opened that Romans 10. But you know, sometimes you can be so close to the truth that you can't see the truth. Someone said one time a saying, and I suppose in a way it's truth. Sometimes they said you can't see the woods because of the trees. But what is the woods? It's trees, isn't it? And there you are. But sometimes I would read in Romans 10 that there's no difference between the Jew nor the Greek. But the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
And I would read this. And I would read that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that thou shalt be saved. I would read this. And I'd read it and read it and read it, and I'd read it and 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 read it. And you know, it'd be like a man saying, putting up a sign and saying, turn right. And instead of him turning right, he turned left. You know what it said about Nineveh? It said it was a great city. Much people, they didn't even know the right hand from the left hand. I was a bit like that, in a way. You know, when I was a young fella, I never could remember. Young boys, I never could remember which is the right hand and the left hand. I'll tell you how I remembered. And here I cut my thumb off with a billy hook on my right hand. How do you mind it then? I minded what was the right hand. So I did. I never forgot it. And all. You know, you might people say, oh, that's nonsense. Well, listen, I'm only telling you what took place. And I read it and I read it. And you know, as I said it before, I'm not going to go into it all the night. You know, my dad did take me to see the doctor. I couldn't start to tell the doctor. The doctor would say, I knew if I said this to the doctor, he'd say, there's something wrong up here. I couldn't say. So it wasn't too bad. It was bad enough not getting sleeping at night. But when it started in the daytime and was all day, it was far worse. And this would start in the daytime. And this voice like inside would say, where will you spend eternity? If you were to die today, where will you go? What will become of you if you die today? And why have troubled me? You know, I was in the bar in our yard. John knows what I'm talking about, the top bars we talk about. I was in it. We'd cows in it, and it was red, and the cows out. And I threw the last shovelful on the trailer. And I got out over the trailer, was tied up tight to the door. And I walked over the trailer. I could never mind walking over the trailer. I seemed to go over the trailer like floating in air. And out into the other side of the yard. I didn't know where I was going. Didn't know I was going across the yard, down the yard, or up the yard. I just started walking. I ended up at the bottom way of an orchard that we had an orchard there then. It's still there yet. I ended up in that orchard. My father kept pigs and he run a lot of sows in this orchard. And the orchard was like a ploughed field. And it was rough weather at the time of that weather. And you know, I went to church and they'd give me a prayer book. Now a prayer book might be all right. But I had this prayer book. And I'd read prayers out of this prayer book, but they never seemed to go anywhere. I never seemed to get any relief from reading them. And you know, I went down, I didn't really know how to pray. And you know, I always had a concept in my mind what God was like. And I thought maybe God was like an old man and Jesus was like a young man. But I never could figure out what the Holy Ghost was like. See, you can have a concept that can be wrong. But if you take this Bible, God is revealed in the pages of this book of who he is. He's the Son of God. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. You know, I want to say something tonight. I want you just to put this in if it can come back to what I'm saying. You know, God has said in John, if ye shall ask anything in my, the Father, anything in my name, I will do it for you. Why, that's some promise, isn't it? But then even some smart fellow might come along and they say, oh well, I know it says that, but that was for the disciples. But what Peter said here wasn't for the disciples, it was for whosoever. Yeah. The promise is unto you and to your children, to all other fathers. And that promise of God's words is good to you tonight as it was to the disciples, just as good tonight as it was then. Well, I bring my story. And I wandered down, I got down, I wondered how I'd pray. And I said, what way will I pray? What way will I start? Or what will I pray? But you know, it all left me. I got down on my knees right in the middle of the gutters and muck. You know what I prayed? Prayed, Father, forgive me for all the sins ever I've done. For I ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Why, a weight lifted off me. He lifted the weight off me. Hallelujah. He lifted the weight of sin off me. He lifted the weight of oppression off me. He healed me. Hallelujah. Not only did he quicken me, but he quickened me. And I begin to understand God's word. I begin to open up to me. It said there, you know, I begin to understand it. But it's wonderful what God could do. I could go on, I could tell you a lot of things tonight. But I want to tell you tonight that the Bible says that God is rich unto them that call upon him. For he says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now I tell you tonight, he's still the same. He's still the same, he's still the healer. Don't you let the devil tell you this or tell you that. You stay with God's word and you see what happens. Abba. I've heard, man, I met a man one day and he got into the motor and he sat down beside me and he said, oh, how are you doing, Billy? How are you keeping? And, oh, dead on, what's that there? Oh, you're saved, aren't you? Oh, aye. How do you know you're saved? Maybe you only think you're saved. I said, why, do you believe the Bible or do you not believe it? Oh, I believe it. Well, I said, God said in his word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I says, that's good enough for me. I don't have to have any more questions about it. I believe it. You know, if I'd hit him a slap in the mouth, I don't think it would have took any bigger effect on him. You know, people love to put you down. People love to sort of discourage you if they can. Not everybody. But you know, it's good to be encouraged. It's good to take God's word. And I know that God has promised the truth in this word. This promise is unto you, to your children's children, to all that are far, even as the Lord our God shall call. You know, God has wonderful ways of doing things. You know, just thinking of us coming up the road tonight, coming up the road tonight. I'm sure I've said this in here before. I'm sort of going to said that there's only two types of people that talk to themselves. He said old people and Holy Ghost filled people. Speaking to yourselves, what? In spiritual songs and in psalms. That's what the Bible says. Making merry in your heart unto the Lord. You know, I was thinking, of a great man of God. You know, we know Brother Branham and all. He said, Brother Branham we know was a prophet. We know he was a messenger to the church. He is a great man. And we know that God in the 50s and all raised up some great men with some powerful ministries, some healing ministries and ministries of miracles. And we know all them things. We know them tonight. We've heard the testimonies of the great things of God. But maybe you never hear much about local men. But you know those men here, there's a man that come from Loch Gall, they called him John Reid. And John Reid was a man of God. John Reid was called the prophet of the mile. That's what he was called, the prophet of the mile. And John Reid, I can remember when I knew John Reid was as old as I am now, maybe older. He was a man well into his 70s when I knew him. He was a good speaker. He didn't speak quick, he spoke slow. And he wasn't maybe all that loud, but when he wanted to, he could be loud. But I could remember, John Reid, I could remember a woman coming with cancer in the back of her hand. And the only way I could describe it to you, she had a lump in the back of her hand bigger than an orange. And she had a wire cage over to sort of like this here. I mean, like that, real high. And he asked her, could she take the bandage off? And you want to see the colours that was. Red and dark red and lines running in it. And it just put you in mind of a fungus that grew out of a tree. And John Reid took that woman, I was standing there. He took that woman by the two hands. And he said, we curse this accursed thing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let it wither and die. In Jesus' name. That was the prayer. Then he said to the woman, will you put some cream on that? She says, it was. He says, if you want to put a wee drop on it every day, it won't make any difference. She says, you put it on if you want to. Lapped it back up again. There's a woman that brought her to the meeting. Now that woman was, that was her first time that she'd come that I knew of. It might have been, she might have come back once after. But I knew from the R lady that was there told me. I says, well, how did it go? She says, the next day it was turned black. And she says, the day after that, it fell out of the back of her hand. She says, if you've seen her hand now, you'd never know she had anything in her hand. She says, her hand's just like her own hand. She says, there's not even a trace or a shower. A miracle of God. You know, John Reid told a story one time. He was invited to speak at a meeting. And he was invited to speak at this meeting. And he went to the meeting, they were holding the convention. And he said it was a prayerful meeting, they were singing, they were dancing. He said this there, and he says, I sat at the back of the meeting, but he said there was something that wasn't right. And he says, I went for a wee donder instead of taking the tea. He says, there was a tea in between, there was a convention, and he says, I went for a wee donder when they're having the tea. And while I went for the wee donder, he says, God showed me what was wrong. And he says, I come back after the meeting, and I asked John for to come forward to speak. And the Spirit of God moved on John. And he told the pastor at that time what he was doing, what he shouldn't be doing. Not one of all the stuff we've done, but he told him all the things. And the pastor admitted that it was the truth. And he got down on his knees and he repented of what it was. And the power of God swept that place. It was a mighty move of God. And you know that man, he was so humble a man. There used to be another wee man come with him called Ben Beatty. And Ben Beatty was a great wee man too. But John had really a healing ministry. And you know, he said that he used to go up to wee meetings and all. And you know, he was a real country man. He said one day he was praying alongside the corn stack. And he said, all these wee meetings and this stuff, he said, God showed him was just hay, wood, and stubble. And he said, God filled him with the Holy Ghost. I mean, filled in with the Holy Ghost, some marvelous things began to take place. You know, the reason I'm saying that, you see, maybe you think God needs somebody from far away. You know, them people's only the servants of God. The one you need's right here, the Lord Jesus. And that's the one that can do the work. He's the one that does the work. And you know, when we submit ourselves to Him, we can expect things to happen. We can expect things to happen. Now, look how it was this morning. Like, Tommy got up, he said he didn't feel like bringing what he had laid, but he changed his message. And like, that I didn't know the two people that were in, but God bless them. But look, that message really, like, it was very clear. It was the truth. And you know, you see, God knows everything. Just like one Sunday morning here, I don't know how he's remembered or not. Tommy preached here about our priest, the high priest. And he preached about you don't need any other priest, only the Lord Jesus. Look how the man that come on the back from 40 down. When he never was here before, when he never was there. But he turned out he was a converted Roman Catholic. You know, God's able. God's still doing wonderful things. And God's still doing wonderful things tonight. And don't you let the enemy discourage you. But you be encouraged tonight. Take God at His word and believe His word. Take God at His word and remember the promises unto you, to your children's children, to all that are far off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. You know, God's able. He's more than able. He's willing. You know, He says it's His will that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. But you know, you see in Job, it wasn't that Job done anything bad. Satan accused Job. But God let Satan do what he done to show Satan that Job would believe.
Amen.
And you know, it's just like the man that when Jesus healed, the man that he healed, and they wanted to know, wasn't he blind? And they wanted to know, Jesus made the ointment out of the clay, and he put it on his eyes, and he said to him, go wash. Go wash. And he went to the pool of Siloam, was at it, and he washed, and he come seeing. You know the question they asked, who sinned? Is this man, did he sin? Or did his parents sin? Why is this? Who sinned? Jesus said, nah, his parents nah him, but that the works of God might be manifest. This is a work that ye believe. This is a work that ye believe, that the works of God might be manifest. God wants us to believe His word, and God wants to accept His word, and God wants to bless us. I hope tonight now I have encouraged you, maybe with some of the things that are said. You know, I wrote this thing down here, I always keep it wrote in the Bible. It was Isaiah 55 and verse 11, and he says, His word, it shall not return unto him, unto me void. And Hebrews 11 and 6, it says He's a rewarder. In Isaiah, He says it won't return unto him void. In Hebrews 11 and 6, He says He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
So God's a rewarder to them. So be encouraged tonight. Remember the promises unto you. To your children's children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. I hope the Lord will undertake for you tonight. Maybe just pray again just before Gary comes. Praise the Lord, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we bow tonight in thy presence. And we thank you, Lord, for your mercy towards every one of us. Thank you, Lord, the promises of thy word are yea and amen. And oh God, we pray tonight, Lord, that you'll give every brother strength here and every sister strength here tonight through thy word. Oh God, that we can rely on thy promises. Lord, you said it. Now, Father God, I can't do nothing about it. I can't make it happen. But Lord, I believe it will happen. And I pray, Lord, you'll confirm this word that was spoken tonight to thy servants in this house tonight, to thy people, Lord, that thou wilt grant to them the desires of the heart tonight, And Lord, you also said that if we commit our way to you, you'll direct our paths. And we pray, Lord, tonight for direction of path tonight. We pray, Lord, tonight for needs that are maybe not mentioned in this house tonight. And Father God, we commit them to thee. And we ask, Lord, for the answer now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask for financial, for healing in bodies, for every need tonight, Lord. And oh God, we pray, God, grant thy people peace tonight in believing. For Lord, you said, come unto me. And Lord, you said that your yoke was easy and your burden was light. And Father, we come tonight and we ask you, Lord, to move on our behalf and to quicken the truth to our hearts tonight. For Father God, we ask it tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise his name tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe just a wee second just before we go. Just praise his name tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know something? God just wants you to settle your mind and settle it on the Word of God. Don't listen to voices you hear, but that a voice is around you. But let your voice, let your thoughts tonight on your heart be settled on him tonight. Know the Lord, as I quoted the verse earlier, the Bible says, the Lord will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon the Lord. You know, it's so easy. There's so many things to distract you. So many things in the cares of life. You know what he has also said? He said, cast your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, I think that's a lovely scripture tonight. I think that's a precious word tonight. You know, God's word's precious tonight. You know, I'll tell you something. We are a precious people. We're a privileged people that has this word of the Lord tonight that we can rest on. And if we can turn to him in a time of need. You know, the Bible says that new every morning is his mercy, and great is his faithfulness. And you know, I'm glad this morning that new every morning is his mercy, and I'm glad that great is his faithfulness tonight, for he hasn't dealt with us after our sins, but he hath cleansed us from sin by his own blood. And I say to you tonight that you know you can rise up in faith tonight, and you can receive of God the things that God hath for you. Now, just remember those things. Just remember those verses. If you wait on God, he'll renew your youth. And he'll help you. And he'll undertake for you. If you look at the circumstances, then Satan wants you to be sort of pulled down with circumstances. But you know, tonight, take your eyes of circumstances. Just like we even heard this morning. Let that sixth sense kick in and work tonight, no matter what you see. And God will bring the answer. Amen. He's a faithful God. God's a faithful God. He's very faithful tonight. You know, he's a faithful God tonight. We can have faith in a faithful God tonight. Because great is the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Maybe, I feel that maybe someone might want prayer tonight. If you want prayer, just we are. Just slip up your hand, we are. And we'll just pray quickly. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you. Praise God. Father God. Lord, I just pray tonight. I pray for the dear soul that raised the hand tonight. And oh God, Lord, thou knowest every heart. And you know, Lord, Father God, bless this soul tonight in the name of Jesus. And grant her every desire of her heart, Lord. And oh Father God, meet her every need. Oh God, we know how she prayed to thee, Lord. And how she asked for her needs to met, Father, in the name of Jesus tonight. And Father God, we just pray tonight, Lord, that you honor thy word to her, that she'll see the thing that you have said come to pass. And Lord Jesus, just undertake for her. Bless her husband, bless her children, bless her house, and bless her home in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Now, praise the Lord. Now, I wonder tonight now, I'm not going to bid or anything. Is there an honor sister in you'd like prayer? I'm not going to ask you to come forward or call you out or anything. Praise God. Praise the Lord, Father God. I just pray tonight, I pray God. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, you know I'm nothing. I'm no different than, like Brother Branham said one time, just a man. And Lord, you know that. But Father God, we come tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come to thee. And O God, we plead our cause before thee. And we believe the word we have said tonight, that the promise is unto you and to your children's children, to all our far, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. And Lord, we pray tonight, God, quicken thy word to our dear sister tonight. And O God, grant her the desires of her heart tonight. And Lord, keep her in the days that lie ahead. Strengthen her and help her, Lord, in her daily life. And Lord, we know how she does encourage all our people. And Father, we just pray tonight that you will encourage her. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, that need, that thing that she's praying for will come to pass. Let it be long, let it be short. But oh God, we believe it tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. The Lord bless you. Amen. Praise God tonight. I just a wee moment just before we go. Thank God tonight for his mercy and for his grace. Hallelujah. I know now. Oh God, Father, in Jesus' name. In the name that's above every name. We take authority over every foul spirit, over every demonic force that would rise to rob thy people of thy presence and of thy power. For Lord, thou went through death and thou raised up again, and you said this life is in you. And oh God, tonight we speak life, we speak it over the dear souls tonight in the name of Jesus. We speak it over our brother tonight. We speak it over every person in this house tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. For thy glory, we rebuke Satan tonight in the name of Jesus. We curse this thing in the name of the Lord tonight. We pray, God, let it wither, let it die, let the Spirit of God move for thy glory. Let it move tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray tonight. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, over every dear soul in this house tonight, we claim the covering of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we plead the power of the blood tonight in Jesus' name. And we rebuke the enemy tonight. And oh, God, we know you'd rebuke him. We know, Lord, you swallowed him up in victory. We know, Lord, you raised up at Calvary. And Lord, you said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. And you said, whatsoever we ask in your name, you will do it. And Father, we ask this blessing tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus for thy glory we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God tonight for his mercy and for his grace. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't. Aye. You believe the Lord tonight. Believe him for mercy. Believe him tonight. Oh, God's good tonight. God's more than good tonight. Oh, God sees your heart tonight. He knows your heart tonight. He knows all our hearts tonight. Oh, don't you be downcast in your soul. Don't let yourself be downcast, but oh, let the Lord lift you up tonight. And you be upbeat tonight. And you say, Lord, I'm going to believe you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be God. I tell you, what God and what the devil has meant for evil, God will bring good out of it. What the devil has meant for to destroy you, God's going to defeat that there.
Yes.
And you're going to move in a different realm. There's going to come a change in your life. There's going to come a time of blessing. There's going to come a time of healing. There's going to come a time of renewal in your life. And things is going to change for you. And you're going to be a different man and a different person than you were. Because God has promised to do what he said in his word he would do. The promise is up to you and to your children, to all that are far, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. I tell you, Jesus is in the boat tonight. Jesus is in the ship tonight. You needn't fear the storm, because he'll take you safe to the other side. Hallelujah. Don't you be afraid tonight. Hallelujah. Don't give place to the devil, no, not by one inch, because God, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Believe his word. The Bible says, believe his servants, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. The Bible says, lift up the name of the Lord, exalt the name of the Lord, and give glory unto his name. Father, we thank you tonight for mercy and for grace. Father, now accept of our thanks, and oh God, quicken every word that was spoken. And let the Holy Ghost, Lord, fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost. And let the Holy Ghost be our portion this week on every dear soul that's in this house this week. That they know, Lord, that they have met with thee. Not because, Lord, of man or anything, but, Lord, that we would meet with thee. Oh, God, help us in the days that lie ahead to be faithful and to pray and to seek thy face. In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen. May God bless you.
Let's stand our feet as the musicians prepare to come. Praise God. Really enjoy the word of God tonight. Praise God. The Lord bless each and every one. Don't forget our Wednesday night service. And don't forget to keep our sister Karen in prayer. She goes on Wednesday to Australia. Her and David, and we want her to take her greetings to the fellowship and the whole family as well. Over in Australia, may the Lord bless her sister as she goes. And just let's continue to pray. And for Brother Keith, just remember before God, keep praying. Every time you pray, pray for Brother. Just keep before the Lord. We believe in God, so really touch them. And we just thank the ones that went and prayed for him. We just appreciate everything God's doing. Amen. And we just look unto the Lord. Praise God. Just thank my dad tonight for the word. The Lord bless each one of the brother Gary comes. God bless you.
Let's start singing out the chorus before we close in prayer. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.